Miss Doyle, I do strike members of the crew. It is a common enough practice. He turned to the men. Have any of you ever known a captain who has not, from time to time, struck a member of the crew? Come now, speak up if you have. No one spoke. The captain turned back to me. But do they turn upon me with a knife? Is that what you are suggesting, Miss Doyle? That members of a crew have the right to assault their captain with a weapon? He had confused me again. Besides, he added, you had that knife on the first day of this voyage. Did you think I would strike you then? No, I believed you were a gentleman. So, Miss Doyle, you had the knife before you met me, did you not? Yes, I admitted. The captain smiled with obvious satisfaction. The knife, then, is clearly yours, and you were seen with it. You admit to all this. He turned to the crew. Have any one of you seen a knife in her hand other than during the first few days of this voyage? Step forward if you have. It was Grimes who did so. Ah, Mr. Grimes, you have something to say? Begging your pardon, sir, I saw her. In what circumstances? I was teaching her to use a knife. Teaching her to use a knife, the captain repeated portentously. Yes, sir. When? Before the storm. And did she learn? Yes, sir. Was she good at it? Aye, uncommon good. Mr. Grimes, I ask you, did you ever hear of another girl who desired to learn the use of a knife? Grimes hesitated. Answer. No, sir. Do you not think it's unnatural? Sir, I don't know, as if... Agree or disagree? He bobbed his head apologetically. Agree. Unnatural again, the captain proclaimed. Mr. Hollabrass was murdered during the hurricane. Did anyone see this girl on the deck during the storm? He looked to the crew. Anyone? There were a few murmurs of yes. Mr. Barlow, I think you say yes. What was Miss Doyle doing? She was with the crew, sir, doing her part like we all was. And good work, too. Doing her part like we all was, the captain echoed in a mocking tone. Mr. Barlow, you're not young. In all your years, have you ever heard of a girl who took up crew's work? No, sir, I never did. So then, is it not unusual? I suppose. You suppose. Might you say unnatural? That's not fair, I cried out. Unusual and unnatural are not the same. Miss Doyle, have you an objection? There was nothing unnatural in what I did, I insisted. Miss Doyle, let me then put the question to you. Have you ever heard of a girl joining a crew? I felt caught. Have you? No, so even you admit to that. Yes, but... The captain turned to the crew. Is there anyone here who has ever heard of a girl doing what this Miss Doyle has done? No one spoke.